sci-fi part of it. Well, not sci-fi, but what seems to be the apocalypse part of it. The apocalyptic literature. But it's not about the apocalyptic literature. It's actually about a lot the Jewish culture. You actually need to understand the Old Testament to even understand Revelation. And it's about Jesus more than anything. It's not about the end of the world or when it's going to happen. Or it's about any generation. The Jews during Hitler's time, they read Revelation, it connected with them. The Christians in Paul's time, they were getting killed, you know, getting lit up like by fire, you know, burnt, like poured oil over them and then lit up like candles. They've reading Revelation can connect to them. Well, it was in Paul's time, but the Christians around like second century, all that stuff. So Revelation, I don't know what made Revelation your favorite book, but probably wasn't for the reason that John himself wrote. So yeah, there's a lot of other books that are easier to comprehend. Yeah, that should be a believer's favorite book before Revelation. But you know, such as modern day Christianity.
I have two questions. They're very brief.
Yeah.
What's your favorite book?
I think I said before, I don't have a favorite book. My favorite book is whatever I'm reading.
Okay. What do you think would have been my favorite book?
For you? Oh, it doesn't surprise me that Revelation is. I'm saying, like, if someone wants to be a growing Christian, there's so much in Revelation that they don't understand even. The fact it's their favorite book is for the wrong reason, because John didn't make it so it's just this horror movie. Mm-hmm. He did not. He made it so it can you could know more about Jesus. It's a revelation about Jesus, and it has to deal with a lot of the Old Testament in order to even understand the book. You know, all the lampstands and all this and the symbolism. You see it in Ezekiel, you see it in Daniel. So a lot of people have it as their favorite book for the wrong reason. The one thing it can comfort anyone with is it's instructions, it's advice. Oh, then there's a new one. It can help someone if they're going through a trying time.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, yeah, that's yeah.
Honestly, its uniqueness was delicious. Reading it was like...
That's cool. That's a good word.
It was like acuity.
Bless you. Do you want to fill it up?
Yeah.
The next thing? Okay.
Bless you, Levi. Okay, but yeah. So what's another book that you think I would like? Or that... Who is another person in the Bible that reminds you of me? Or something like I just want like more things to read.
There's the water just gonna repeat. I think all the main ones I've already told you, you've already read. It's like Job, you know, Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, all the wisdom literature.
So you think that's what I would be interested in?
I've said that to you before. You it seems like you relate with to Job quite a bit. So yeah, but I'm pretty sure you've read that book.
Mm-hmm, I finished it.
Or you listened to it, one of the two.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Yeah. You should try reading it. It's long, but like, that will really help. Like, it'll be even deeper.
It's not what I expected.
No. It's a lot of poetry, long conversations. What do you mean it's not what you expect? You read it, no?
I read it, but like... His life was restored, but did he regain his wife who passed away?
His wife didn't pass away.
His children just did?
Yeah.
Did he regain his children?
Read the book.
I did, though.
Do you remember? Yeah.
I felt like...
God gave him 10 more children. Yeah. So, literally... But that's the point. The Bible, like, it's not because God did it because Job got a good job. No. They're saying... Even if he didn't get it back, he's saying, praise the Lord.
That's what I was talking about last week.
Yeah. And if he did get it back, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the book's about God. It's not actually about suffering. It's about God's sovereignty. Like, yeah.
What do you think of me naming my kid Rachel?
You can name your kid whatever you want.
Like, it's going to be one of their middle names.
Yeah, you can name your kid whatever you want.
Her name is going to be Suevu Ahla Tabitha Rachel.
Bro, what? You just got to talk to you. Are you going to eat this?
No, it's Levi's.
Oh, yeah, he said he doesn't want to eat it because he has a stomachache.
What's wrong? With the name situation.
No. I'm just...
I would name my kids Rachel. I would name my kid Rachel. But, like, I had a friend named Rachel in the past.
Might have a husband, Rachel. We don't, like, this is all... This is hearsay. Or not hearsay. This is, like, what if. You know, the what if game. Uh-huh. But, yeah. And we played the what if game many times before about names.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, no problem, sister.